Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knows God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. And I truly thank God for being alive today to share the good news. And I know every one of you are thankful that you are able to hear the Word of God, that you are alive. Most of all, thank God that you are alive right now. And I truly thank God for blessing me to come to share the good news of His Word. Yes, it is a blessing. Hallelujah. I give God the glory. And He is so good that His mercy, praise God, and His grace and His kindness. You know, if it wasn't for Jesus willing to give Himself for us, we wouldn't be here today. But because He willing to shed His body, soul, and spirit for us, so that we can worship the Creator, and His name is God Almighty, Abba. Oh, I thank God, Jehovah. Praise His holy name, for He is so good that His mercy. You know, I thank God for the strength that He's given to us. You know, it's better than V8 juice. But praise God, when you ask the Lord for His strength, here comes strength. Praise God. You feel the rejuvenation. Oh, I give God the glory. You feel the energy. Praise God. You win the run. Hallelujah. To tell somebody, hey, come on, get Jesus. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I know some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are going to the house of God in your prayer meeting. Some of you are going to see your loved ones in shut-ins. Some of you, praise God, are ready to prepare the day that God has assigned to you to go out to tell somebody about Him. But most of all, let's stay focused and rely on God every step of the way. And truly, I thank God for Jesus. This morning, I would like to share the good news, and I'm going to 1 John, praise God, the 4th chapter. And the thing I want to ask you, praise God, where is your love with God? Where is your love for Him, your commitment to God? What is your goal and when it comes to God? Praise God. What is your, let me say it this way. As a child of God, what do you want to do to please God in some kind of aspect? Praise God. These are the questions that I'm asking, and these are the questions I ask myself as well. What do I need to do to really please the Lord? And sometimes we need to ask God a question. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of people don't like ask God a question. They're scared they might get the answer that God wants them to tell them. But most of all, we should not be afraid. Keep in mind, God is our Father. He's Abba. He created us. God wants us to talk to Him, to fellowship with Him, to have a covenant with Him. He wants you to express yourself to Him, to really know what your heart is. He already knows, but He wants you to express yourself to Him. And thank God, just like you talking to your girlfriend, you talk to your friend, praise God, God wants you to have a conversation with Him. So I truly thank God for Jesus. That's why He made us, praise God. In the beginning, praise God, He made us to have a communication with Him. So I truly thank God for Jesus. Now, as I go into the book of 1 John, the 4th chapter, and I truly thank God for Jesus. And the 5th verse I want to say here is, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God, praise God, hears not us. Now, when we are born again, we do have the ability to hear the voice of God. But when you are not a child of God and you still living in the world, praise God, you can't hear the voice of God. Thank you, Jesus. You only hear the voice of the enemy because the enemy keep you enticed. Praise God. But when you are born again believer, when you say, I am a child of God, you are able to hear the voice of God. What is God's heart? We need to seek God's heart. As God wants us to have his heart, we need to seek his heart. Praise God. Remember now, God say, my ways are not your ways. No, okay? Praise God. So we got to learn how to understand God's ways, his nature. Praise God. And I thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. When we know the characteristic of our elder brother, praise God, we need to know the characteristic of our heavenly father. Praise God. And thank God the Lord wants us to have that love. That love, praise God. As John say, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And thank God for God so loved the world, praise God, that he gave us his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus was willingly to lay down his life for the world. Praise God. That's for me and you. Praise God. While we was in sin and darkness. But now, once we are born again, truly born again children of God, we have the right to hear the voice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to understand what he wants us to know in the days that we are living in. God wants to reveal everything to his children. He wants to reveal the mystery of the kingdom of God. But we need to be in place to understand the revelation. Praise God, that God wants us to know and to receive in the days that we are facing right now. But one thing about it, the main thing that we need to focus on is, what do I need to do to please the Lord? How should I treat one another, my brother, my sister? How should I treat myself as well? And I thank God for Jesus. We need to do a self-examination on ourselves, praise God, so that we will come up to expectation that God requires of us. And I truly thank God that in the 7th verse, say, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. God is not dead. God is love. You know, some people say, how you want to serve God if you don't see him? Well, God is alive. He's not dead. Praise God. God's alive in you. Praise God. But you don't want to acknowledge it, because who wake you up in the morning? It's not the alarm clock. Praise God. It's God himself. He control your heartbeat. He control your breathing pattern. God is everywhere. And one thing about it, and I truly thank God that we need to acknowledge the creator who created everything in the universe. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And in this will manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son. He gave us his son. God demonstrated his love through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus went into go on the cross. First of all, he went on the whipping post. He got beaten. Praise God, that you can be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Then he went to the Calvary cross, praise God, and nail was in his hands and feet because of us, because he loved us. He went to do all this for us. Praise God. Now, God expects us to love him back, because he gave us his son, his only begotten son. And we as parents, praise God, we love our children. Praise God, we do anything for our children to please them, whatever. That's a parent. But that's what God did. He gave us his son, the Lamb of God, that we can have the right to the kingdom of God. God is not selfish, praise God. God is a loving God. God is a God that demonstrates his love through his son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world, praise God, like I said before, that he gave us what we need in this time and hour that we are in. And there are those right now, praise God, you are searching and seeking something from God. You feel empty and you want to fill that void. And one thing about it, you can't fill that void in drinking and smoking, whatever. The only thing that will fill that void is to give your life to Jesus while you are here on this earth. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God that I gave my life to the Lord. I wouldn't do without Jesus. I don't know what I'd do without Jesus. Jesus is my life support. And without him, I'm nothing. Praise God. But with him, I feel his presence. I feel his love. I feel that he cares for me. He protects me. Praise God. Every time I read the word of God, I get that assurance that Jesus is with me, that my heavenly Father is with me at all times. So I truly thank God for the love that he has for his people. Praise God. And one thing I love about God, thank you, Jesus, that he is so good. So, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We need to learn to show our love to one another as the body of Christ, as we are the children of God. When we meet one another, we should be so glad to see one another, embrace one another. Praise God. And I know things are changing in the world today because of this COVID. Praise God. I remember the time the saints used to kiss one another on the cheek. God bless you. Praise God. Embrace one another. But when this COVID came in place, we could not touch one another. We can't do all that. Praise God. But one thing about it, we can show our love toward one another. If we say we love God, we need to show our affection to one another. When you see a sister down or a brother down, praise God, we are there to help them. When you see someone don't have food, when you see someone on the street that's have a cup in their hand, or a paper holding up, I'm homeless, can you help me out? Praise God. You showing them Christ. Praise God. Give them a couple of dollars. Praise God. That's what I do when I be out there. Praise God. When I see, I give them a dollar or two, whatever, because I know they're hungry. I just know that that's God. You know how Jesus described and demonstrate himself. But one thing about it, I truly thank God we got to learn how to love one another as a body of Christ, as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. We don't need to belittle that person or speak behind their back, praise God, but we need to show our love. That's what God talking about. We need to show our affection. Love makes a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Love of God. So when we know the heart of God, and have his affection, I thank God for Jesus. We need to show our love to him in a great and matter way. How can we do that, woman of God? Praise God. God is everywhere. God demonstrates through people. Praise God. So we need to show our affection to one another as a body of Christ. That's how we win people to Christ. It's the way we are witnessed. Praise God. We are the ambassador. We are to show our confession to those who need Christ. So, by the grace of God, may God be with you. And one thing about it, today, make a demonstration to the people of God. And truly, people of God, show a demonstration to those who don't know Jesus. May the mercy of God be with you and those with you. In Jesus' name, I thank you. God bless. If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.